introduce the speaker on step 7. She's Tracy P. from the Keep It Real group of the Northeast area of Narcotics Anonymous. So Tracy, and I do want to thank her because she's stepping in to fill in for somebody to cancel it all. She's been a 100% their godsend.
My name is Tracy, and I'm an addict. And I need the book. I'm going to do this book, y'all. I know a lot of y'all got the other one. Oh, this one's used up. This one's got lots of colors in it. This is the 7th step. We humbly ask him to remove our shortcomings. And that's a short line for a great big job. And I just finished this step 4 the third time. And it was real good. I'm going to just give you the example when I realized that I was applying this 7th step to my life. And I was in class. And somebody, you know, 30 people standing there, and they fronted on me and made me feel some kind of way, like stupid, you know. And the first instinct, it just rose up like, and it got stuck, you know. It like just would not come out. And I had to just kind of sit there with it. Because, you know, I wanted to go there like, don't you know who I am, and don't talk to me like that, and da-da-da-da-da, and I'll take you outside, and we do, and, you know, I was already to go there. But it got stuck there. And while I was stuck there, I was able to play the tape. I was able to see if I'd have said something, if I'd have said one more word, then it would have been me paying the price. Because it would have been me not in school no more. It would have been me having the resentment. It would have been, you know, like, so for me, that was like when I really kind of got a tangible piece of, you know, having those shortcomings removed. Or, you know, the things that drops me off all the time, so frequently, you know. And we was talking about that, and we was talking about being a creature of habit. We was talking about, you know, that me and another person was talking about, you know, if you're a snake when you came in here, you a snake in here. Tiger don't lose their stripes. They just become tame. You know, they still tigers. You know, so that's what that step, you know, for me, it's like, as a result of working through the process and working through the process and working through the process, I found that, you know, like, the God of my understanding can hold that back and not let me fall into those pits repeatedly over and over again. And it was a humbling, you know, it was humbling to me because, of course, I felt like I was the one being, that's not me, that's somebody up there. Because, you know, I went straight to my pocket. Click, click, bling, bling, I'm pushing buttons, but that ain't me. The step requires that we, you know, we humble ourselves is the principle, you know, humility and a willingness to, you know, allow a power greater than ourselves to, you know, to work within us. That whole thing ended up, you know, I took that and it ended up to be like something that worked out to the betterment of me. You know what I'm saying? It was like, as a result of, like, not saying that one more word, I ended up being, like, the teacher's pet, you know. And that's some craziness, because that's not me. You know, I'm usually the one they be saying, like, would you shut up, sit down, be quiet, go somewhere with that stupidness. Because I, you know, I kind of do that. That's part of my personality. What else? On the seventh step, I mean, you know, it was just a quieting. And that's what I got. I mean, I did it the first time. You know, I understood that I couldn't change who I was. I couldn't remove my shortcomings. I couldn't change my character defects, and that I had to live with them. But this, you know, this time around, it's been a quieting of the soul. You know, I can sit back. I'm able. It's I've learned to, like, just lay back. And my sponsor, who I just think is just fantastic, she just heaven sent angels, right? When she walk in, I start crying. And that's just the way she moves me. But she kind of gave me, when I started this step, that, like, you know, picture yourself in a rowboat on the river. And, you know, you rowing. And it's, like, hard to row if you're rowing across the current. And it's real hard to row if you're rowing against the current. But if you row with the current, it's easier. You know, like, it's like, easier. You have more control. I don't know why she gave me that. It's not like I'm a rowboat person either. I don't do that either, you know. But, I mean, it kind of clicked for me. That, you know, when I can get out of me and I can get out of my wants and my, you know, the me, my's, and I's, and go with the flow of what's going on around me, then I can become a part of that and I can go along with it. And so I guess there's a great big piece of acceptance that, the, you know, like, the river's going this way. You know, like, you got to go this way. So there's some acceptance there. I don't know if I would say I prayed more. I don't think I prayed anymore. I think what I prayed for became more specific, you know, and I had a little problem with that. And that, they say that in the book, that we need to specifically pray for, you know, exactly what we are asking for in that step. And I was kind of baffling, you know. But a lot of things for me, you know, as I grow through this program is baffling. We got this joke about, you know, highlighting the book, you know. And it's like, if you stay around long enough, your book will have, like, every line will be highlighted, because eventually you'll read the part you didn't read. You'll see something you didn't see that never was there before, you know, and you highlight that, you know, so you end up with a coloring book. That's kind of what the seventh step is for me. And the more I apply it now that I'm past the seventh step, it's more relaxing, you know. And the other thing is, it's such a freeing piece for me, because now I have choices even more. You know, I can make some more choices and some better decisions, because I know that when I get to that space where it get crazy, that if I just quiet down, God will shut me up. God, you know, like when we first came in, I don't know about y'all, but when I first came in, they used to have a thing like, you know, shut up, sit down. When we want to use, we'll talk to you, or, you know, just go sit down somewhere and be quiet. And now I relish that. You know, I relish those moments in my everyday that I can just, like, say, and quiet down, and you know, and the chaos, my own chaos stops, my own, you know, insanity stops, and then I can say, okay, now do I need to check, you know, like, do I need to go back and make amends, do I need to put this in check, do I need, you know, like, I can take a look at what's going on right now, right here, and it's really kind of cool, because I never had this kind of peace. You know, when I first came here, I knew that this is where I belonged. There was no doubt about it. This is where I belonged. I felt at home. I felt a part of, and I've been, you know, I like dove into this head first. I believe in this program. I believe in the steps. I believe in the process. I believe in the people. You know, I just believe. And as a result of that, you know, I'm okay. I'm like, okay. You know, and I remember people, you know, hugging me and saying, keep coming back. It's going to be okay. You know? And it really is like, okay, you know, and I'm crazy and loud and rowdy and, you know, I'm like that, you know, I go to area service and be the number one. No, you can't. That's a tradition. Oh, you know, but then I can step back and say, it ain't my flow though, you know. And things that people told me when I first came in, like, you know, just watch. This is God's program. Just watch, you know, and watch it go from chaotic to this event, you know, from two people to a whole committee to, you know, the miracles happen. The miracles happen, to see people keep coming back, you know, to have people have relationships with people. And those things are like, just, I just wanted that. Always. That's why I use. I use to fit in. I use to, you know, escape. I use to just be okay. And so to get to this level, it's like just a miracle, you know, it's like just a miracle. And when I did my third step last, it was real nice because it was like, okay, I was able to release and like say, okay, I'm going to just surrender and I'm going to do, you know, this third step stuff. And my sponsor, she told me, she said, now you got to figure out how to stay here. You know, like if you found that serenity, now you got to figure out how to stay there. You know, and the seventh step, for me today, the seventh step is the one that let me stay there. You know, because when I get all crazy, I can just, like, drop it, step away. You know, do the slide on it. Slide to the, you know, and leave it. And watch it work out. I don't have to be in it. It's real cool because now I'm on my eighth step, and we was talking about that, and it's really like, I already kind of know, like, this eighth step. I just kind of didn't want to see it because if I get out the way, then I could like me. You know, the only time I don't like me is when I'm in the way, when I'm making a mess, when I'm acting out, when I'm, you know, when I'm doing some stuff that I ain't supposed to do. You know, that's when I don't like me. And so, and if I could like me, then I could forgive me. You know, I could get through that. So, you know, this program works. I believe in it. It works, you know. You guys just seen me get a new awakening, the light bulb turned on, you know. And that's, like, real cool. So, I guess I could put myself on the list and like, keep myself on the list, you know, and let that go. That's pretty much all I have on the seventh step. You know, if you knew and you're not on that step, all I can say is it gets greater later. Keep coming. Keep coming. Because it only gets better. That's just my experience, you know. It's like, okay, you do the best you can today, and tomorrow you do the best you can again, and you don't pick up. You got a chance, and it gets better. And then, you know, some things get better real fast, and some things get better a little bit fast, and then some things take a long time. And the things that take the things that are the most important in recovery, and our literature says this, is the things that come slowly over time. You know, it's not the stuff that we get real quick. Because we get jobs and money and houses and cars and, you know, we smell sweet and the guys kind of like us. And, you know, we get to hug them and they, you know, it's like, it's cool. You know, the girls like us a little more. People start wanting us around, you know, and those things happen fast. But they don't fix it. You know, the parts that fix us be them ones that, you know, we just be grinding at and grinding at. So, just keep coming. Don't pick up. And that's all I have. Thanks.
I'd like to introduce our next speaker. He's from the Tradition 5 group. I almost have an area. I'll give you a mic. Hey, everybody, I'm Mike and I'm an addict.
Hey, Mike. All right, Mike.
I want to thank Tracy for sharing it. Reminds me that if I continue to do the things that are asked of me, and I continue to do the things that I need to do, I can find that peace within myself, and that peace in my life. When we first hear this tradition, each group should be fully self-supporting, declining outside contributions. When I first heard it, when I got here, you know, it was, to me, it was, oh, now here's the hook, man. Here's the hook. Now it's just like any other situation I've been in. Now they want my money. The reality is that this tradition is about a whole lot more than just money. You know, this tradition is about me as a recovering addict giving back to this fellowship. It's about me helping my group to become the best group on the planet. I love to say that at my home group. This is the best home group on the planet.
Yeah.
And if not, it's going to be that way. You know, so I guess the question for me that I have to ask, I did a lot of research on this because I really haven't looked into it much recently into the seventh tradition. And, you know, I got a hold of that piece, that new piece of literature that just came out, and it, Money Matters. And I read through that, and, you know, World Senate in the last mailing that came. And within that, there were some suggestions to look into other areas where I might find information on this particular tradition. And one of those places was obviously the green and gold, or how and why, you know, and it said, if you really want some good information on this tradition, read yes say and how and why. But it also said if you really want some good information, read the 11th concept. There's some pretty amazing stuff in our literature when we sit down and we take the time to read it. You know, we get around for a while. I don't personally read that stuff as much as I used to when I was dying for it when I first got here. We were making jokes about highlighting books before the meeting started, and I don't know. I was reading through this tradition in the book, and I don't know that I've had a highlighter out in a while. And I certainly have never highlighted the seventh tradition. My steps and all that stuff, they're all highlighted through my book. But I get a lot out of this. And one of the things that it talks about is how do we give back. So sometimes we don't have the money to go back to these groups. Now, how do I give back? I commit to my home group. I go in and I make a pot of coffee. Now, if I don't have any money, there's simple things that I can do. I can help set up chairs. I can make that meeting accessible to anyone that wants to be there. And that's real important because I know that we struggle sometimes with home group members showing up and doing the things that need to be done at the meetings. And sometimes there ends up being just a couple people at home groups doing everything that needs to be done. It's real hard sometimes. It's really disappointing sometimes when I see that. I know what this fellowship has given to me. And who am I? Who am I to turn my back on that? I'm just trying to keep it clean. But who am I to turn my back on that? On the things that this fellowship gives me. The stuff in our readings and the reason for that we continue to be self-supporting, we've been into meetings. We've set up meetings at different places where the churches have said, hey, go ahead, man. You don't have to pay us any rent or any of that stuff. And as a group, we need to decide to make a donation anyway. Because the reality is, and it talks about it in our literature, is that we shouldn't be beholden to anyone. We create our recovery. The home group is the most important part of this process. And if we're not standing up to take care of that and to carry that message, that we're able to carry our own message and we don't have to carry this church's message or we don't have to carry this facility's message or the government's message. When we take money from no one, we carry the message of Narcotics Anonymous. And again, what the readings began to talk about was that ultimately what we're doing here when we pass that basket and we're being self-supporting is that we are doing that so that we can practice the fifth tradition. So that we're able to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. We're in a process of fulfilling our primary purpose in this fellowship. And our primary purpose is to carry the message to the addict that still suffers. And I need to remember that. One of the things that always bugged me for a lot of years, and I put that dollar in a basket. I put that dollar in a basket for a reason. Because I'm expecting that whoever's getting that money, it's ultimately going to carry the message. The things that happen around here, things that happen in this fellowship, not just around here, but around the world, because we're simply putting a dollar in the basket. If you look into some of this stuff that's going on and the meetings that have begun to been created around the world, that's where that money's going, man. It's going to save people's lives. It's going out there. It's translating literature. It's bringing meetings into H&I facilities. It's going into PI. We call it PR now, but it's going into PR to help, let people know that Narcotics Anonymous exists. We kick ass. I'm clean, and I'm grateful to be clean today. I don't find it necessary to go anyplace else to get my recovery. This place has saved my life. I noticed on the program that it said seven tradition gratitude. There's a lot more to it than just gratitude, There's commitment and there's dedication and there's spiritual principles in the seven tradition. that helped me to grow as a human being. You know, yes, I have a lot of gratitude, and I give back this fellowship because of the gratitude that I have. But what it does to me to practice the seventh tradition is that it teaches me how to use this principle in my personal life. You know, how to grow up, how to pull myself up by the bootstraps, as they say, you know, and become responsible in my life. I mean, just in the last year, I've had to, like, take a personal financial inventory of my life and say, what are you doing? What's going on? And I had to sit down, I had to break everything out. And you know what? I learned that right here for being responsible for my home group. You know, I learned that through taking treasury position in my home group. I learned that through taking a committed GSR position. Or I learned that through just simply showing up every week, setting up chairs and making coffee. That the more that I do that, the more that I feel challenged to grow up and take care of myself. No, not really, honestly, man. I got here because I hated myself, I hated my life, man, and I didn't know what to do anymore. I didn't come here because I had my shit together. You know, my life was out of control. I hated everything. And you know, to get back some of the things that I've gotten over the years, and I'm not saying it's always been easy. You know, I've had a horrendous year the last year, you know, emotionally and spiritually. But I needed to go through that because I needed to find some humility in that so that I could begin again. You know, and I'm real grateful that this fellowship taught me that no matter what, I didn't have to pick up because I was able to walk through a lot of personal pain and get through the other side. I love this fellowship. I love... You know, this retreat is great, man. I live an hour away. I've been up here about 5 years. This is the first time I've ever been up here. It's beautiful up here. It's nice, man. You know? I'm grateful that I'm here, you know. I'm grateful that Rick called me. You know? I'm grateful my sponsee threw me under the bus to get here and speak. I guess one of the other things that I really want to talk about in aspect to the money and this fellowship, one of the things that bugs me most is when a home group keeps too much money in their kitty. It drives me nuts, man. Because the reality is that money that's being held back by these home groups, there's a potential that somebody's out there not getting a message, man. You know, there's a potential that somebody could die tonight because this home group decides to sit on a shitload of money. I mean, if you read our literature, you know, there's some great suggestions in there about how much money we should keep in our groups. Take a look at it, man. It's real good stuff. You know, keep a small prudent reserve and pass the rest on because ultimately that money is to fulfill our primary purpose. Got a problem with it, man, bring it up at your home group. You know, we've recently had to deal with some issues with our activity subcommittee. There were people that had a problem with accountability. And the way to deal with that was to set forth some motions at our area service. Let the groups decide. Let the groups make those decisions. Get the message out there, let them know what's going on, and ultimately the final responsibility falls to the groups. You know, again, it talks about it in our 11th concept, and it talks about it in our how and why. You know, ultimately, the groups are responsible for that dollar that's put in that basket. It doesn't matter how it gets in there. You know, whether it's at an activity event or it's at a home group and the basket's being passed, as groups, we're responsible for that money. You know, and it's real important that my home group, for me, I'm a treasurer at my home group. And it's real important that I keep an accurate accounting of what's going on. And we set down guidelines and we keep very little money back. Everything else goes on to our area service to be to be sent out to, you know, because, you know, we're growing down where we're at right now. And we've got H&I subcommittee that needs funding. I mean, we've got PI that needs funding. And we just created a literature subcommittee. It's all funded, man. It got funded through a couple of activities, and it's a beautiful thing to see that grow and to see it settle in and to see some responsible members step up and say, let's make sure that the finances are taken care of and they're laid out so that the money doesn't get screwed up. Because you know what? We make mistakes, and that's okay. It's okay. It's not the end of the world. I think we come in here to learn a lot of this stuff. You know, NA's not going to fall apart because somebody ran off with $200. You know, the reality is that if in my addiction I screwed up and I did that, I hope you guys accept me back in here. Because I might die if you don't. You know, so when we judge people for the stuff that they do in the realm of that, in the realm of their disease, you know, it's very difficult, you know, because they may die. You know, because it's still, I gotta love you, man, and accept you here. So I hope I wove that together a little bit. These are my beliefs. These are how I read our literature. This is what I think. You know, and at the end of the day, it's about fulfilling our primary purpose. How best do we do that? I love you guys. Thank you for being here. Thank you for letting me share.
Okay, I would like. Sorry, I didn't expect you to be there. I'd like to thank both of our speakers. We appreciate you coming down. Can we please have the reading just for tonight at the podium?